Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our trek through 2 Corinthians. We're in chapter 8 in the Passion Translation, and this is what it says. Beloved ones, we must tell you about the grace God poured out upon the churches of Macedonia. For even during a season of severe difficulty and tremendous suffering, they became even more filled with joy. From the depths of their extreme poverty, superabundant joy overflowed into an act of extravagant generosity. For I can verify that they spontaneously gave, not only according to their means, but far beyond what they could afford. They actually begged us for the privilege of sharing in this ministry of giving to God's holy people who are living in poverty. They exceeded our expectations by first deciding themselves fully to dedicating themselves fully to the Lord and then to us according to God's pleasure. That is why we appealed to Titus, since he was the one who got you started and encouraged you to give, so he could help you complete this generous undertaking on your behalf. You do well and excel in every aspect, in unstoppable faith and powerful preaching and revelation knowledge, in your passionate devotion, and in sharing the love we have shown to you. So make sure that you also excel in grace-filled generosity. I'm not saying this as though I were issuing an order, but to stir you to greater love by mentioning the enthusiasm of the Macedonians as a challenge to you. For you have experienced the extravagant grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that although he was infinitely rich, he impoverished himself for our sake, so that by his poverty we could become rich beyond measure. So here are my thoughts concerning this matter, and it's in your best interests. Since you made such a good start last year, both in the grace of giving and in your longing to give, you should finish what you started. You were so eager in your intentions to give, so go do it. Finish this act of worship according to your ability to give, for if the intention and desire are there, the size of the gift doesn't matter. Your gift is fully acceptable to God according to what you have, not what you don't have. I'm not saying this in order to ease someone else's load by overloading you, but as a matter of fair balance. Your surplus could meet their need, and their abundance may one day meet your need. This equal sharing of abundance will mean a fair balance, as it is written, "The one who gathered much didn't have too much, and the one who gathered little didn't have too little." We give thanks to God for putting the same devotion I have for you into the heart of Titus. Of course, he enthusiastically accepted our request to go to Corinth, but because he carries you in his heart, he already planned on coming. So we're sending him with the brother who is greatly honored and respected in all the churches for his work of evangelism. Not only that, he has been appointed by the churches to be our traveling companion as we carry and dispense this generous gift that glorifies the Lord and shows how eager we are to help. We are sending a team in order to avoid any criticism over how we handle this wonderfully generous gift, for we intend to do what is right, and we are totally open both to the Lord's inspection and to man's. So we're sending with them another brother who is faithful and proven to be a man of integrity. He is passionate to help you now more than ever, for he believes in you. Concerning the credentials of Titus, he's my partner and co-worker in ministry for you. As for the brothers coming with him, they are apostles of the churches, which are the glory of the Anointed One. So demonstrate to them how much you love and prove that our boasting of you is justified. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, I do pray that you would empower us to be generous, that we would be so overwhelmed by your generosity and your kindness and your goodness to us that that generosity would overflow toward others. And Lord, I love this part of scripture that talks about someone else's abundance being a supply for our lack. And we have experienced that as a couple so many times where we have been asked to give sacrificially for the sake of someone else, and we also have been the recipient of someone else's extravagant gift. And so, Lord, the word that comes to mind, and as I've been thinking about it more, is this joyful giving. It is a joy to be able to give. It is more blessed to give than to receive. But, Lord, I also pray that you would help those of us who are receiving to be joyful receivers as well. Sometimes it's easier for us to give than to be on the receiving end of finances or gifts or whatever. And so, Lord, especially as we're nearing Christmas, help us to be really good receivers, to be gracious and have gratitude, and also to sacrifice for the sake of others. Lord, teach us what it means to serve others right now, especially today as we walk toward Christmas. Lord, what a beautiful act of love that you did as Emmanuel, God with us, leaving the riches and glory of heaven to come to earth, to be with us, to dwell with us, to tabernacle with us, to pitch your tent with us so you could understand what it's like to live on this earth with all of the sin that abounds and the crazy world systems that we're under and the spiritual warfare and enemies and all these things. Lord, we thank you for being Emmanuel, God with us. And I pray that because you are with us, you will give us the strength and the obedience to give with open hands. Lord, I surrender my resources to you. I surrender my heart to you. And I surrender outcomes to you as well. And I surrender control to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. This helps keep the podcast on the air. At the $10 level, you'll receive a free painting from me, which is something I usually sell in my Etsy store. And at $25, a secret podcast. And at $100, I add you to my inner circle of prayer. So thank you so much ahead of time for those who have chosen and how God has moved to do that. That's just lovely. And to those of you who are patrons of the show, I just want to thank you so much for you being that joyful giver, because it has been such a blessing to be able to pay William and Kristen and their really great efforts on behalf of this podcast. So thanks so much, and I hope you have an amazing December 23rd.